name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives all our sins. By grace we are saved. I'm switching that up because I'm not an ordained minister. I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise today is hymn number 634. Only verses 1 through 4, I'll hail the power of Jesus' name. Verses 1 through 4.
Thank you.
Let's join together in the prayer of the day. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread for the life of the world. Fill us with such knowledge of his presence that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life to serve you continually. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Our first reading is Proverbs 9:1-6. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her female servants. She calls from the highest places in the town. You are simple. Turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 34, 9-14, and you will read the dark print. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones. The young lions suffer want and hunger. Come, O children, listen to me. Which of you desires life? Keep your tongue from evil. Depart from evil and do good. The second reading is from Ephesians 5:15-20. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spirited songs to one another, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Word of the Lord.
The gospel for today, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, is the Gospel of John, 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John 6:51-58. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews disputed amongst themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, verily, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and blood have eternal life. I will raise them up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So whosoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which our ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Good morning. Today's sermon is based on the lessons in the gospel reading, and it's taken from several authors, ministers, sermons, and a few thoughts of my own. Do you ever wonder why we do this? I mean, church, I mean. If you ever want to send a preacher to heaven early, Ask them that question. The same goes for a teacher when inevitably a student will ask, why do we have to learn this stuff? I eventually learned that that was my invitation to explain to my class why it was the most important thing that they would ever learn, regardless of what any other teacher tells them. I could put a show on for 15, 20 minutes just with that one question. The readings for today brought several ideas to mind. As I researched the lessons, I found that, as usual, I struggled to see how the lessons apply to the gospel. But if you'll work with me, I think I can put together in one picture. It might be a collage when I finish, but there's going to be a picture. John chapter 6 is the bread chapter. I learned that in worship committee a month ago. But as I learned from my research and reading from people who are much smarter than me, it's not about communion. I was grateful for that because I could have messed you up big time. The difference in John's gospel is the I am statement. While Matthew, Mark, and Luke use it as a divine nature, he gave them, suddenly it is I will give. Then John just jumps in with a graphic description of flesh and blood. And John's gospel doesn't tell us of the Last Supper story as the other three do. John tells us the eating of the bread of life comes after the feeding of the 5,000. On that day, when Jesus was done with his lessons, he left. And in their wonder, some of the people following, they want to see if he can do it again. Another free lunch. So Jesus calls them on it, and he tells them, this is the same thing that happened to the Israelites in the desert when God sent manna or bread from heaven. You know the story. They were starving, God provided. They complained about the same food, he gave them quail. They get tired of that. When God has had enough, thanks. To avoid death, all they have to do is look at the staff that Moses made. And you know what happens. Not all have the faith to do so, or they're just too stubborn. Does that sound familiar? Jesus is trying to tell his followers that he's providing something more than just regular food. Verily, truly, I tell you, or amen, amen, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father, so whosoever eats me will live because of me. This would be a great place to jump into the communion table, but as I said earlier, the writer stated this is not what John meant. And thank goodness that John explains it in a different way. Otherwise, we may think that all we have to do is take communion to be saved. He's trying to say, you are what you eat. As a vice principal, I would tell students, you are who you hang around with. If you want to change your behavior, get new friends. Jesus is telling us the same thing. Change who and what you go to for help, and he will fill you with himself. Okay, now this is where you're going to have to work with me. The lesson from Proverbs and Ephesians talk about being filled with the Spirit and not wine. Don't just drift through life, but live boldly and always give thanks to God. Proverbs tells us to be wise like a woman who has built a house and she has set her table. This is where my sister can finally justify her actions of setting the table a week before the event. She states that every time she does not set the table, something comes up at the last minute, just like the snakes. And she's called away, so then she's rushed at dinner. I really admire this trait, and truth be told, our mother taught us, do as much as you can before, so the work is easier on the day of the gathering. But Vic has taken it to higher levels. By setting the table days ahead, not only is she preparing for the event, but she's also announcing to everyone that everyone is welcome to come to her house. It would also be helpful if they told her they were coming, but I digress. Proverbs says, to those who have no sense, come and eat my food. I've done the work, just come and eat. Come as you are. It's the same thing Jesus is telling us. Come and eat. Fill yourself with the one who can give you rest, who can give you life. This is where we take that step of faith. This is why we come to church, to be reminded we're not alone. Faith is the one thing that God lays out as a prerequisite of eternal life. It's hard. It's an affront to our natural reason. But here it is. We need Jesus because no one and nothing else will help you with your sins, your fears, your doubts, your stress. Only Jesus' sacrifice means eternal life for you. He gives us gifts and miracles every day. We only need to look at nature, the fields, the birds in the sky, and acknowledge it, and maybe whisper a thank you. When you see it and breathe it, you too are setting the table with the knowledge that you are loved by one greater than you and I. The bread, the word, the promise, the forgiveness, and the peace that passes all understanding. The table is set. Amen.
Turn to page hymn number 781 as our hymn of the day. Please rise for the confession of faith in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who was spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Calling on the Spirit of wisdom to guide our hearts and our minds, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. We come before the triune God to pray for our communities, ourselves, and our world. Wisdom has built her house. May the church be a house of wisdom for all who enter. May we continue to grow and stretch in ways we never thought possible. Merciful God, our prayer. Wisdom has mixed her wine. May the harvest seasons be plentiful this year. We pray for orchards, vineyards, farms, and all of creation. Protect and conserve the earth. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Wisdom has employed her laborers. Be with all who seek adequate employment. Guide our economic and governmental leaders to support the people of our world with fair wages and safe working conditions. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Wisdom has invited her guests. Make your presence known to all who feel lost or abandoned or hurting at this time. Direct your spirit of care to all who seek healing and comfort. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Wisdom has set her table. May this congregation be a welcome table to all who seek the refuge of God. Break down the walls and barriers that prevent us from offering a seat at this table to anyone who comes. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Wisdom has shown her path of insight. May we journey on her paths, looking forward to a bright future while remembering from where we have come. We give our thanks to those who have gone before us. Merciful God, receive our prayer. We lift up these prayers to you, generous God. Receive them into your holy keeping. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 13th Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Kathleen Wagner. Happy birthday this week to Marla Bethke, Mary Annan, Casey Kendall, and Benson Taylor. Is there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections? Okay, the offering will be collected at this time. Vic and Deb, would you please come up? Thank you. us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Should they be? Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Steve Knudsen. I'm a retired Presbyterian pastor. I also happen to be married to one of your members, Brenda over here, the stunningly beautiful woman right there in that pew. And since she was reading today, it seemed to make sense for me to come and to lead you in the Lord's Supper. As a Presbyterian, my practice and habits are a little bit different than the ELCA, so the liturgy might look a little bit different, but we're basically going to follow what's in your bulletin. We will not be singing the opening, "The Lord be with you." That will be spoken, but the "Holy, Holy, Holy," and the "Lamb of God" will be sung. So we'll follow that along. So if I do anything you don't expect, or if I blow it for some reason, be kind and compassionate. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down from heaven, lighting upon his disciples to teach them and lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, for whoever sings this song is him to proclaim the glory of your name. Lord, as we come to this holy table this morning, we ask and pray that we may indeed truly be one with you, that as we partake of the elements, as we share them with each other, that we might indeed be one body, that we might indeed be built upon you, upon your love and your grace, that we may carry it forth into the world. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen. On the night of his arrest, our Lord took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Whenever you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink this, do so in remembrance of me. For every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until Christ comes again." Let us now join together in the prayer that our Lord has given us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come and partake.
Please rise for the blessing and the post-communion canticle. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Our recessional hymn is hymn number 661, I Love to Tell the Story.
Thank you.
peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.